Yurt.
Yurt.
What's popping?
So, and shit. So you don't smoke, right?
Marijuana? No.
Okay, cool. So my shit is called High Intentions. I'm high right now. I'm about to roll me another one. Let me call me something in my cup because this is my actual second episode. Let's give it up. Ooh. And today on High Intentions, we have a lovely guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, young lady? Hello? Hello?
You can hear me? You can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh my gosh, that means I can't lock my phone. Okay.
How we just the same thing. So.
So, hi everyone. It's your girl Cassie, Cassie's World, joining, stepping on the scene for the, well, this is my first podcast with you, right? On yours.
Is that my actual second? This is my actual second podcast on this.
So this is my first time joining you on your podcast. Let's make this shit lit.
Oh, trust me, it's going to be lit. So, right. This episode is about how society sees men. And how society sees men when they look at trans women, just going off of your other one, your podcast that we did with Dave Chappelle and shit. I'm 29 years old. I just turned 29 years old this year, right? And over the years, I've bumped into certain trans. I've met trans and I've had interactions with trans, right? And at first sight you wouldn't know that they are trans. Like, well, when I was younger, I'd shit, listen, you look like a female, makeup and all, you look like the female until it was time to get down and dirty. And once I've seen that it was only one hole,
Gio.
and like depends on how fucked up I was. Like I drank a lot when I was young. I was an alcoholic. I was an
I
undercover
think
alcoholic.
I was a functioning alcoholic.
I was an undercover alcoholic. Nobody knew I drank. Only time I drank was when I was doing stupid shit. Like I was in the streets for a good 6 years. My mom's was in a predicament. We was in a predicament to where PATH didn't let us, they didn't want to place us no more. This was back when PATH was in their shithole. Me and her split. She went her way, I went my way. Over time, I realized, I am a sexy motherfucker.
Right.
Everybody want a piece of me.
Yo.
So let's start. Let's shit. Fuck it. We party, drink, smoke. I go fuck, do this, that, and not feel no type of way. That lifestyle was great. It started like that. Then I started tripping. That is where I encountered guys and trans and seeing how much money I could make with these motherfuckers.
That's
What
mad
opened
intense.
Oh, girl, listen, my dick is my most, and I say this because, I'm just not gloating enough, but my dick is my best asset. And I say that because when people see it, it's like, oh my God, nah, that's not real. No, this is real. It's not something nowadays that I just fling out anymore because, everybody just sees me as a sex. But boom, back to the topic. They're gay, trans, and I feel like when men come out and they be like, yeah, you know, I like trans. The world see it as them liking a man. And it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they technically are no longer men. You know, some actually does the procedure and goes through with the right. whole procedure and shit, and they are full-blown women. And it's fucked up because no matter what, people will see still see them as men because they take testosterone. They have testosterone in their body, so they are men. And it's kind of fucked up.
To me, right? I feel like, because I'm pansexual. I don't have a preference. Like, I never dated a trans. I've had sexual encounters with both male and female trans, and I don't have a preference. Like, I've dated bisexual men, which I prefer, and I've been with women. So
I've done it all too, but now I would prefer either a female or a trans. But trans, you have to be female. Like, I'm not saying
right.
full, like, you know, talking, I bet just know, this condom, fucking you with a condom, you sucking my dick all night long. I'm not kissing you, none of that, flowing your titties, but
thing that I don't like when it comes to like dating a guy is the undercover gay guys. Like, me, I'm an open book, so I tell you off the jump. Either I'm telling you I'm bisexual or I'm pansexual, but I tell you up front. I don't like men who they have, like, they know that they like other men or they like trans women and stuff like that, and then they still want to keep it hidden. That's what I don't like.
This is the topic. This is like, but the society is the reason why. Like,
people scared to come out and be themselves, which is like, it's understandable to a certain degree because some people really will sit here and they will, like, I'm not going to say, I'm never going to use the word bullying because to me, I feel like, especially if you're grown, if you're a little kid, that's different. But if you're a grown ass person and you're talking about, oh, they're bullying me. No, there's no such thing as bullying older people.
No, it is. It is.
I don't believe that.
We could do that. I could have that another week. I don't know how to, you're going to teach me how to do the cutting and all that with the episode, but that could be another episode because I believe in, but to this day, I still get bullied.
But I'm gonna say, well, I don't believe in being bullied, maybe because of how I was brought up, but I don't believe in being bullied. And if you getting bullied, I feel sorry for you. I don't wish that on nobody, but I don't believe it. Like, but I'm not saying I don't believe that you're being bullied. I'm just saying, like, I don't believe in bullying.
Hold on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't like these undercover motherfuckers because, like, just be yourself. Be yourself. Come out. Like, all right, understandable. There's certain, like, there's parents who disown their kids because of it. Like, so that's why I say it's understandable to a certain degree. I understand you don't want to come out because you don't want your family to know and whatever. But at the same time, if you're not being true to yourself, then how are you supposed to live your life? Like,
and it goes back to how I be thinking. Like, I know me. I know what I like. I know my preference. I know everything about me from head to toe. Everybody be like, yeah, yo, I know him. I know you. Or exes be like, yo, you haven't changed a bit. You still the same. How can you see that? Like, how can somebody say, yo, you're the same person that I know from back in the day, knowing damn well, you know damn well that you've changed, but you just can't tell them. The shit is weird and bothers because society, they would look at me like me. And I'm going to say me because this episode is about how I feel, and it is about me 30-70, but it is also how I see the light, how I see world and how the world is. But no, I mean, it's 30% about me. But I want to poly, like, I see myself in a poly relationship where I want a trans and a female for the simple reason everybody get the both worlds. And it's not even about sexually for me. Mm-hmm. Because I could get sex. I could get it if I want it. But sex has been, my sex drive has not been up to where I've wanted it or where it's ever been. Is that my sex drive is at its lowest peak ever. And it's all because I haven't been true to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how or where to start, but it's like certain people in my life, they know, but because I haven't said it, they haven't said it or acknowledged it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this shit goes back to when I was in high school. Like, this shit started in high school for me. Like, I like females. If you look like a female, if you look like a pretty female to me, I'll talk to you. 9 times out of 10, pretty females don't ever want to talk to me. So it was always the ugly ones.
Yo.
Man, you feel pretty to me. Like, you have pretty, it's a whole bunch of shit about you that's pretty, but because everybody sees your appearance as ugly, they don't want to talk to you. I'll talk to you.
To me, anyway. I feel like it's not about looks, it's about personality. Because I can date an ugly ass motherfucker. No, even that's always been the case for me, because I've dated men that my friends would laugh at. Like,
you gonna open this door, because I'll step right in. I got a size 17 that's welcome to walk straight in that door. You sure?
Yeah.
So what stopped you from talking to me?
First of all, the only reason why I never wanted to talk to you was because you dated two of my friends.
Uh-huh.
Did you not?
And it was, uh-huh. But did we all not, when I was there, and I said it, listen, me and Michelle goes back, that's my friend, me and her, the way, that's how I was. And I knew how you was, but you wouldn't open the door for me.
Because you dated my friends, and it's girl code. It's a literal girl code. We not supposed to be messing with exes, future boyfriends, whatever the case is. So I never crossed that bridge with you, and I never stepped out of line or out of pocket with you, because Michelle's still my friend. Even to this day, we're still friends. We still talk.
I got so much shit I want to talk about, and I could talk about it with you because you're dead ass a real ass female. Like, you don't, you know right from wrong, but at the end of the day, if the shit is wrong and you do it, you fuck it, you fucked up, but you're not going to do it. And I, it's the same with me, but it's like, damn, at the end of the day, you know, grown ass adults. Shit happens.
That's true too. But if I know that I could avoid the situation, I would
just avoid
definitely,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not.
To cut the middleman. To cut the middleman and just cut the. Yeah, I got it. And then that's how I think too.
I'm going to keep it 110% right now. Right? It's not that I never thought about it. Right? No, because we're human. We think about that. But is my loyalty lies with my friends at the end of the day. And my loyalty always been solid with them. Even when...
You know the crazy shit?
As
loyal as you are to her, I am too. And I've told her plenty of times, yo. Matter of fact, your birthday, when you was going to plan the whole hotel thing,
mm-hmm.
I told her, I was like, yo, you going? She was like, yeah. I was like, yo, you know we're all going to finally be in the room at once, right? I might end up grabbing all of y'all. She was like, listen, if it happens, it happens. I was like, yo, you, V, her, like, when I was younger, yeah. The only reason I knew once I said no, it was no. I didn't go forth because I saw the type of guys that y'all was attracted to, money. Like me, again, I felt I was ugly. Y'all was the pretty girls to me. But y'all only went for
ugly.
Listen, I know this. I know. But listen, I was only ugly because I dated two of y'all friends. And that right there just stopped everything. But at the same time, the one, oh my God. I swear to God, I regret one, but the one was her. That was the only one that mattered. So I talked to her, let her know, like, listen, I want to fuck them. She was like, if it happens, it happens. I was like, bet. Ever since then, I've tried to pursue. V, I left alone because I can't find her no more. I know you from my stripper days.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, them thoughts don't go away. It's not something I would relate. Listen, now, fuck a relationship. I'm not ready for no relationship. Me, personally, I'm not suited for relationship because I can't stand on my own two feet.
Mm-hmm.
But to Which have is some
understandable.
Fun, but to have some fun, go out, drink. I get to touch up when you not feel no. That's all perfectly fine. Whatever happens after that happens. But I want friends that will accept me. Like, I like that trans right there. I don't know if she trans. It's some crazy thing that females can point out trans and men can't. I don't understand that. I don't see why, but listen, I like trans. I will put it out in the world. This would be the first time that the world hears this.
And that takes a lot of courage, and I'm proud of you for doing this. And you have my support 110%.
I'm scared. I'm so fucking scared right now. I'm starting to sweat. But I like pretty friends. And when I say you, bitch, I don't care how you better make this makeup look, make you look like a fucking model to me. You better be. I don't like them. I don't like my. Listen, I like my females thick. Now, if you big, thick, that's fine with me. But if you sloppy, big, thick, bitch, listen,
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like you. Nah, I like my females pretty. I like my females that know how to make themselves pretty. Now, if you know you a fat bitch and you know how to make yourself pretty, bitch, come here and gobble this dick like a turkey bone.
Yo.
But I like pretty trans. And I don't know how the world is going to see this, but I do want a poly relationship, like my future. And it's crazy because shorty I'm with now, she not trying to share me. No way, no how. She says she'll do a threesome. Like, I want a threesome. Like, give me a threesome. I feel like if we've been in a relationship 2, 3, 4 years, give me a threesome. You can't give me a threesome? No? You really think I'm going to leave you? Like, damn, I don't want to put my business out there, but damn.
But you got to think about it from both perspectives, right? So
one side's done wrong and the other hasn't.
No, it's not even that.
No, like that's me, pretty much.
When I had my first threesome, I didn't want to do it because I thought they would do it behind my back all the time if I just let it happen once, right? So But that falls on you. That falls on your partner, making you feel secure. Right?
Exactly. I understand the concept of threesomes. This is a triangle, and all sides are equal.
Mm-hmm.
I do whatever you want to me. You, it's just hard because I'm not pleased to females.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It's something that I've taken years trying to do, but you know, I've only had one threesome in my lifetime. But overall, my sex experience is, you know, yeah, I know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and I just want to do it, get it, you know, check it off my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
But this generation nowadays, this society, this niggas is weird. And it's crazy, even with this.
Because everyone's trying to follow a trend, to be honest. Like, how we used to be, people aren't today. Like, everybody's just following the latest shit from celebrities and relationship goals off of celebrities. And then when they break up, they're like, oh, I believed in them. No, you need to believe in yourself.
We sound like our parents talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the one thing my mama always said, watch, all this shit you doing to me, you're going to have kids. Watch that shit happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got two boys. I got two boys.
What you lucky?
Listen, I want a girl. I'm 29. I said by the time I'm 30, I'm going to be set and good.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm almost set and good with is me, fixing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's mainly the main thing I got. Within the 29 years of me living, I really got locked up. I really went to jail. I went to jail. And this shit, it affected me in a big way. And from then on, it was a real big turning point. And everything just came clearer for me. I just trying to find a way to just let it out. And because of you, my friend, I really think I found a way to let it out.
I appreciate that.
Mind you, it's almost a year and a couple of months since I did my first Anchor podcast, and I was high. I was sitting in my right hand's old apartment. We were smoking. She was there playing the music, and I was just rambling like I'm doing now, but she wasn't talking.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like I was talking to myself. And I go back to my recording, I listen, I'm like, damn.
Really, that's because you have to put somebody on there who's willing to engage with you and understand where you're coming from and understand your point of view and stuff like that.
It's not even, honestly, at some point in time through the conversation, yeah, I want them to understand my point of view. But at the same time, I love criticism more than anything.
Same.
Like, I know I'm not perfect. Shit, I'm far from perfect. But I do know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, sometimes in certain predicaments, right is wrong and wrong is right. And if that's the case, I'm always going to go what makes me feel right. And if wrong is right, I'm going to go with wrong. I'll deal with the repercussions at the end. But I would never see myself going down a wrong path that's wrong for me. everybody say, yo, follow, do what you feel is right for you. Do what you think is right for you. Do what's right for you. All right, cool. And I explain this to people, yo, I feel like right is wrong and wrong is right sometimes. They be like, yo, how can you feel that? In certain predicaments, yeah. And they be like, right. Wait. So now I'm gonna give you an explanation, right? Say you go out of town, right? And you forget you got shit in your bag, right? You get pulled over for smoking in the car. They check the car, they find shit in the bag. Now, you know that you forgot that it was in your bag, right? But at that moment, that shit is wrong. So the only right thing to do is fess up and not let the driver get caught, right?
Right.
Do you know 9 times out of 10 people is going to lie and say that's not theirs?
Me.
I am that 1% that will dead ass be like, yo, yeah, that's mine.
And I don't know how you do that.
Because I'm gonna lay the facts out now. Boom. You know it's yours. You just forgot that it was in your that it was in your bag, right? You thought you took it out. You and your friend car, and niggas can't, you know, you don't want to get your friends caught up in shit. So you either going to take the rap because you know it's right, that is yours, or you're going to let your friend take the rap. And that's wrong, but it'll be right because you out, you free.
You know that's what I mean? True, so though. I understand what you're talking about. Because I'm not taking the rap for somebody.
So now your friend is like, oh, fuck out of here. That's not mine. That's yours. That was in your bag. So now they pointed out that it's in your bag, but you know your ID is in your pocket. So now they can't complain. They can't figure out who bag it is. So now y'all both going in. That's wrong. Y'all both shouldn't be going in. It should just be you because it's yours.
Right.
So now something that could have been avoided turns into a whole propaganda and a big escalation. You know what I mean? So in certain predicaments, right is wrong and wrong is right. And I don't know. Again, yeah, it sounds weird when you hear, when you say it, but me playing it in my head the way I see shit and the way I see this world, nah. That's how most of these little niggas is moving nowadays. Niggas having a gun is wrong, but it feel right to them because they feel big. They feel like they doing something with you. That shit is wrong, son. The older, I'm not going to even say the older heads, us, we putting these guns in these little nigga hands. Telling them, yo, it's right to have one. Why? Because then you in this gang with us, so it's okay for you to have it. That shit ain't cool.
You know what I'm scared of? I'm scared of scared people with guns. That's what I'm scared of.
The most dangerous person in this world is a scared person with a weapon. I understand that. I vouch for that one because I get it, but it's weird. This society now, this generation is weird for me, and I really hope I got 63 people who listen to my first shit, so I hope I'm gonna post this. I'm actually going to post this episode, and I'm gonna pray. Once I get off this, I'm actually gonna get on my knees and I'm gonna pray. And I'm actually gonna talk to the Lord for the first time. because this shit is going to either make me or is really going to make me snap. But either way, the world is not snap, not physically or violently snap, but it's going to do something to me one way. Good or bad is going to do something to me. And no, I'm prepared for it because I know either way something is going to come. I'm always prepared for the worst, but I'm never perfectly prepared for the best. So I'm going to battle up for both sides this time. And I can honestly call you a true fucking friend.
That's what I was going to say. If you really, and this situation right here is going to show you who's really your friend and who's not. Because at the end of the day, if you're my friend and you come out to me about something like this, I'm going to support you. I'm going to stand by you. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. I don't care what society got to think. I don't care about nothing. I'm going to still stand by you. But if you do decide to post this, which I feel like you should, and you get negative feedback, especially your friends start acting different, stuff like they was never your friends. It was never down for you. They was never for you. And then you exclude them. At the end of the day, I just told you something that was important to me about my life. And then you decided to exclude yourself from the situation. Fuck you.
Let me make sure y'all heard that. And let me make sure y'all hear this from me. I want y'all niggas perfectly hear this, understand this, and remember this. I love females. I love pussy. I have never sucked a dick. Penis and his dick never touched these beautiful brown lips of mine.
Okay? But even if you did, so what?
No. I get it. I know. But no. No. Okay? I love eating pussy. Now, if the pussy, I've never licked a trans ass. But, you know, we'll see in time what happens. But no, I've licked ass. My females love me when I lick their ass. That's something that goes make a wow for me out. But I'm picky. I'm picky on who, like, I'm a picky person. Like, I have my standards, and that makes me picky. I get it. But just know, I know what I want.
I'm picky too, but I be picking the wrong people.
I keep telling you. Shit, girl. But
I'm very picky, and I always pick the wrong niggas. I mean, like, fuck.
Nah, I don't pick the wrong females. I just tend to pick the clingy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. You want the love and affection, but I feel like love is literally a four-letter word, and it is mostly shown than given. I could show you how I love you better than I could give it to you. Why? Because shit, I like my privacy. I like being able to just be able to play my game and shorty on her phone and shit. And I ain't got a cuddle next to her. I like that shit. But to have to go everywhere with your significant other, no, I don't think that's good for the relationship.
Oh my God.
Relationships should have, you got your friends, I got my friends, cool. All right, our friends, they decide to want to come to the crib. Okay, that's when you get to meet our friends. But as far as knowing who we, like, if I'm saying I'm going out with the boys, I'm going out with the boys.
Right.
Now, what we do, you know, I'm going to tell you what we do when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what I did, not what they did, because I don't need you. Doing
exactly.
Now this is all again. The spouse has to trust you. She has to believe that you're not doing nothing. And insecurity is a motherfucker. I'm not saying I got insecurities, but my insecurities is about me. I can't portray them on other people. I can't, because I don't know what everybody else went through. I know what I want. And I feel like through life, I've been in relationships with trans. I've lived with trans. I know I can talk to them. I got two females in my, I'm gonna stop calling them trans because they're not, they're females. These females are special, like, and not sexual, and not even because of the sex, is the way I could communicate with them. And then on the other side, I got my baby mother is one female that knows, and I'm not talking about my first one, I'm talking about my second one. I told the first one too, but they both know, like, I speak to them as my friends, like they are dead as my friends. And then I have my right hand, who is, and she is bisexual, she like girls and guys. I'm gonna say, yeah, but you know, when she like girls, she dresses the part, she turns into a whole dyke. Like, when she like girls, she plays her part. She like girls. She likes dykes too. Like, but I've been in the community for so long. Like, I've never really actually acknowledged being in it until now. And it's big. And real important to me that you guys understand and see, like, it's not me changing, it's me being the same. It's just now everybody actually can either put the puzzle together in their head about me that they had, or can finally put pieces together in slots that they thought. Or I know for people that think they know me, they're going to finally be like, oh, see? Yeah, I told you. I knew this nigga. This nigga is gay. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot for me. And just really want niggas to know, like, yo, no matter how y'all niggas see me, approach me with caution, because from here on out, it's not about what you say to me. It is how you say it to me.
Right.
And I'm not gay. Not. I'm saying bye. I don't know how to, listen, I don't know how to approach it. I don't know what to call myself. I don't know I don't know what it is.
At the end of the day, you're being real to yourself, and you don't owe anybody an explanation. Thank you.
I don't, but I feel like for me, because again, I'm going to go back to and listen to this, and it's like, I need to really, like, niggas really, I need me to hear this for sure. Like, yo, shit is real. And caution is really something that really needs to be put down, because, yeah, I don't like the homophobe. I don't like that shit. I don't like when niggas be like, yo, that nigga gay, without even, like, the shit, it bothers me. Like, why you gotta call him out? They character? Like, everybody sees that he's gay. Why you gotta call him out of it? It bothers me.
I feel like it's kind of gay when a person is so hooked and fixated on other people being gay. Cause it's like, how you let someone like that control your life? Like, you're mad because they're living their life. Like, That's like, people are hypocrites. Everybody's a fucking hypocrite. Because you sit here and you bash someone for being true to themselves because they gay. But no one praises, like, you don't bash someone for being a fucking murderer and you chill with them every day on their block. You don't bash them for being a fucking rapist and you be seeing your homeboy picking girls up from high schools and shit. Like, but you worried about somebody being gay.
You 21 talking to a 16-year-old.
Exactly. Like, you're worried about somebody being gay or trans or bi or whatever.
But that shit is crazy. And that's something that I know is going to be big. Sorry for the clicking. I'm rolling up here.
It's fine. I was just eating a whole meal. I hope you can't hear me eating.
I don't know. Man, shit. What you gonna do? I fucks with you. I think I found my co-host. Whenever I decide I want to get something off my head about society, I'm definitely gonna let you know. I'm gonna jump on.
Yay! I'm always gonna be here.
Yeah, and mind you, it would be random times.
That's fine with me. Long as it's not on Mondays or Tuesdays, because those are the days I work.
All right, Mondays and Tuesdays.
I'm free. Right.
I'm trying to get me a job now.
You got your driver's license?
No, I'm working on it. Gotta get my permit first.
Oh. Whenever you get your driver's license, after 6 months, I could put you on to my job.
It's a lot of people that want me to get my license, and that again, like,
Right. I'm proud of you, and I commend you for being true to yourself. A lot of people can't say the same. There's a lot of people who want to do what you just did, and they're scared to do it because they're weak. But
don't be scared. If you listen, this is a message to anybody who feels like they are scared and feel like they are being bullied in this world, or they feel like they're going to get bullied about coming out, about how they feel about trans, being gay, wanting to be gay. Like, listen, high intentions in Casey's world is always someplace you will always be welcomed and loved. Right? Understand that.
Exactly.
And who gives a fuck what
people think? Me, I'm the type of person, I think that's why, like, I am the way I am, because I really could care less about what anybody has to say about me. Like, people still bring up the Maury Show shit to this day. I do not give a fuck. When I went on Maury, I know exactly what I was doing. I know exactly what I was getting myself into. The show wasn't fake. It was scripted, but it wasn't fake. And those were real results. And I really, truly felt like that was my daughter's father. He wasn't. But at the end of the day, I'm living in that every day. I live in that. You can't sit here and try to be funny with me and talk about, oh, aren't you the girl that was on Maury? Yes, I am. No. What's the problem? And you know what gets me every time? It's because, like, there's people who was on the show as a regular, but it's like, I went on one time and y'all remember the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand that shit, but I live in my fucking.
Mm-hmm. I can understand. I would really listen. Niggas go on Jerry Springer, right? And they from the Bronx.
Word.
You don't get a lot of people from the Bronx, from the city, going to Maury. Now I really feel like that's one of the main things, one of the reasons why niggas remember that. And plus, at the same time, yo, dumbass. Yeah, guys, I'm about to go on Maury.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I really don't care.
At that people time, still, yeah.
They still bring it up. I don't care. I know what I did. I know where I was at. I know that, right. I was on there. But at the end of the day, I don't let nothing anybody says affect me. It's either criticism or they're giving me advice. And I listen to both very closely. Mm-hmm. I don't care, because both can help me improve on the type of person that I am. Me, you know, when I was younger, I used to be so judgmental.
Yeah, you were.
I was so judgmental. But now I'm an EMT. I see things in a different light. And I see everybody's point of view. I see everybody's opinions. I take all that into consideration because everybody has a different lifestyle that they're living. And I'm not going to belittle you because of the lifestyle that you chose. And I could have easily been on that same lifestyle too. But at the same time, who is anyone to come to talk shit about anybody else's lifestyle when no one's out? Like you're not fucking rich. You're living in the hood just like me. Yep. Like,
right.
I mean, even celebrities can't talk shit. They go through normal human shit too. These mm-hmm. people are humans. They just have talent. That's the only thing.
Who's my favorite celebrity?
Mine is Megan Thee Stallion. Who's yours?
She is so lucky she's married because I eat her ass.
She's not married yet.
Yes, she is. She's engaged.
Megan Thee Stallion is not married.
She's engaged to this dude. They've been together for 4 years.
They only been together for a year.
Was it a year? I swear it was four.
No, they've been together for a year. She just got shot last year by Tory.
I saw something on Instagram where they anniversary just passed, right?
Yeah, they had an anniversary for a year. They're not engaged or nothing. They're just openly talking about anniversary.
He lucky because she a tall glass of milk and I stick my tongue out.
First of all, don't talk about my future wife, okay? Like, I love her to death.
I guess we're gonna have to share her.
I'm not gonna front, like, people be stands for Nikki, and I understand why, because the same way they feel about Nikki is how I feel about Megan.
I see, you know why I like Megan? She's tall. She is fucking tall.
I like her because her rhymes, like, I feel like she's living my life. I feel like I'm living her life.
She's mad goofy in personality, and that shit matches mine. But my favorite celebrity is Will Smith.
Oh, I love Will Smith. I love him. His movies is so dope. He literally made a movie by himself, and it was still dope. Like, love him. Yeah, he's a genius.
I actually follow him through personal life, and everything that man went through from when he started out to now, through his depression, his breakup, everything with Jake, like, that man, he really motivated me to really push myself to want to be a better father. So mm-hmm. it's something he said. When he was, it was at a point in time where he had, where he was homeless. It was at one point in time he was homeless and shit, and he was going through a rough path. And that shit, everything with him, it meant something to me, and I saw myself as him. And it was like, I want to be like him. And then I heard Jonah and Will. That shit made me. It was like, ooh, okay, brick by brick. I'm like, okay, I see what he's talking about. So I made the decision to do better for myself and for my kids. But at the same time, I miss them every day. And I don't know how this, I mean, they're not going to understand this. They won't hear. They'll think it's crazy shit. They'll hear this sometime in the future. Anchor will be around for years. I could imagine. What would I say to them if they hear this? Wow. I've been talking for a minute. I'm still recording with her. She hit her. I know she locked her phone.